Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 22nd of October. Hailed as the best by his trainer, Sir Henry Cecil, Frankel will now be prepared for his second career, as it were, after his final appearance on a racecourse resulted in victory in last Saturday's Group 1 Champion Stakes at Ascot. The world's highest-rated racehorse won his 14th consecutive race at a packed Ascot, and will now go to his owner, breeder Prince Khalid Abdullah's Banstead Manor stud near Newmarket to eventually take up stallion duties. If he can pass on any of his greatness to his progeny, then there'll be a lot to look forward to in the years ahead. Well, Yorkshire racegoers saw Frankel win two races in the county on his second start as a two-year-old at the 2010 St. Ledger Festival at Doncaster, and of course a couple of months ago when he won for the first time over a mile and a quarter in the Judmont International Stakes at York. He has been an equine superstar for the last couple of years, has been a massive boost to British racing. Another influential figure in British racing, indeed racing throughout the world, Frankie Dettori, has announced that he will not be retained by Sheikh Mohammed's Godolphin operation beyond this season. After 18 years at Godolphin, which yielded 110 Group or Grade 1 winners, including 21 European Classic wins, Dettori will ride as a freelance from next year, as Godolphin retained the services of both Mikel Barcelona and Silvestro de Souza. Of course, Barcelona won last month's St. Ledger at Doncaster on Enca in the royal blue colours of Godolphin. Well, looking at the week ahead, there's a seven-race programme this afternoon, Monday, at Pontefract, starting at 2:20. It's the final meeting of the season at the West Yorkshire track. The feature race is the Totepool.com Silver Tankard Stakes at 3:50. A listed race for two-year-olds, which has attracted seven runners, including Oasis Can, second in a similar race in France last month for Newmarket trainer Sir Mark Prescott. The handicap race for stayers at 4:20 includes the hat-trick-seeking Jawab, who carries top weight, while both Maid of Meft and Blackstone Vegas have also won stayers' races at Pontefract this season. And the inform Follow the Flag could be the answer to the handicap race over a mile and a quarter at 4:50. Well, Doncaster's two-day October meeting takes place on Friday and Saturday. The action on Friday is set to begin at 2:10, although prior to racing, a mascot race will take place in aid of Prostate Cancer UK. Saturday is Racing Post Trophy Day, set to start at 2:00. Britain's final Group 1 race of the season, the Racing Post Trophy over the straight mile, should attract some of the best two-year-olds in the UK and Ireland. Last year's winner, Camelot, proved to be an exceptional colt, going on to land this year's 2,000 guineas along with both the English and Irish derbies. It went down to a narrow defeat in last month's St. Ledger in his attempt to become the first horse for 42 years to win the Triple Crown. A possible runner in Saturday's race, which offers prize money of £200,000, could be Steeler, trained at Midland by Mark Johnston and the recent winner of the Royal Lodge Stakes at Newmarket. Well, there are also significant meetings over jumps on Saturday at both Aintree and Chepstow. And next Monday, the 29th of October, sees racing at Redcar, which is due to start at 1:10. Enjoy your racing.